The next patient is Mr. Dan Carr. The last name is C-A-R-R. Number one. Clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has comorbidities that include the presence of hyperkalemia, diabetes mellitus, anemia, as mentioned before, the patient has been taking Farxiga 10 milligrams on a daily basis. He is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia due to the tendency to hyperkalemia, potassium of 5.3. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been treated with the administration of labetalol in combination with losartan. He is maintaining blood pressures around 180 systolic, and the patient has been pretty faithful taking the medication. At this point, we're going to stop the administration of amlodipine as well as the administration of losartan, and we are going to switch him to benazepril in combination with amlodipine 5-20, one tablet POQ 12 hours. He's supposed to stop the amlodipine and the losartan. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, the patient has anemia. The iron stores are adequate. The saturation of iron is 29%. But the patient has a very low B12, 185. The patient was placed on B12 PO 1,000 micrograms on a daily basis that he has been taking for 3 weeks. Period. The patient had an evaluation by the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, and he has found some polyps that were removed. Hopefully with the polyp removal and the administration of a B12, the anemia get corrected. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the telehealth, we invested 20 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.